Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Life after death. Are you looking for some answers? Messages from God, The Complicated Road to Sainthood by John Kaufman is a book of poetic reflections and musings that will have you looking at life, death, and our soul's connection to God, life, and the hereafter. Pacific Book Review, in awarding it a notable book seal, calls Kaufman's writing refreshing and relatable, noting he writes candidly about how his faith helped him overcome the dysfunction in his family and his personal life. Messages from God, The Complicated Road to Sainthood is an unforgettable and inspirational memoir about how faith and love can change lives. And the author of Messages from God, John Kaufman, is our guest on This Week in America. John, welcome to the program. A pleasure to have you with us.
Well, you know, it's my pleasure to be able to talk about my work, so thank you for that.
Well, I've been looking forward to this conversation to talk about your work, and you are really a gifted writer. At what age did you decide, I enjoy writing, and this is a way I can express myself and my feelings? When did this begin for you?
Well, let me just say that I've always been creative, and I've always had a liking for writing, except I was dyslexic, so I wasn't a good reader, and it took me half my life to figure out my dyslexia, but I always wrote. I wrote poetry books. At 12, I had a poetry book. I just don't know if it was grammarly correct.
That was an accomplishment. And tell me about dealing with dyslexia. When you found out, when you got a diagnosis, it sounds like finally after years, what was that like? Was that, did that answer a lot of questions?
No. I was born in 1950 on a dairy farm. No one cared about your dyslexia. They cared not whether you get to the barn and to the cornfield. And it wasn't a known thing at that time. You know, I tell this story, and it's in the book, about a favorite teacher I had in 7th, 8th grade, and I had gotten I was teacher of the year, and we had a reunion at the park, and I met her, I saw her again for the first time in a long time, and I walked up to her, and I said, Mrs. Doley, I'm a school teacher now, and she looked at me and said, that surprises me, you were never that smart.
Oh, wow.
You know? And that's what my book is full of, those things that just set you back.
Yes.
You know, asking God, well, where did that come from, God? Couldn't you have said you were something other than not so smart?
Well, yeah, that's a brutal way. And I guess, you know, we look at it now differently than back then. And it wasn't something that we were aware of conversationally as we were talking about that. It's just unthinkable that someone would say something like that to you. Our guest on the program is John Kaufman. He's the author of Messages from God, The Complicated Road to Sainthood. The book available wherever books are sold. His website, johnkaufmanbooks.com. That's K-A-U-F-M-A-N. The publisher is greatwritersmedia.com. Book available there, Amazon, all the usual places. Interesting, you mentioned you were a teacher, an award-winning school teacher. You've always felt that life and living are about expanding your conscious conversations. Talk about that and how important that has been in your life.
You know, I think when you can't find it, it's more important sometimes. And growing up in a dairy farm, there wasn't the communication. I had 7 brothers and sisters. We were workers. So we didn't take tap dancing lessons. We didn't. You know, when you did your schoolwork, it was second nature to having to go to the barn. So it was always trying to instill a different conversation in a world that I couldn't get the conversation. That's why I wrote the book.
Yes.
You know, it's much easier to write a book and explain it than it is to try to figure it out all up here, because it's just evasive. So I didn't have a good childhood. I wasn't a happy kid. Anxiety's plagued me all my life. But when I wrote Messages from God, I started asking the question from day one, why God? Why does someone's life look this way? And if you look at my writing, I'm not a man of a specific religion. I don't believe in one person's religion. I think we all have free right to believe in what we want. So in messages from God, I don't speak of a certain religion. I speak of who you are as a spiritual person. And so let's move along before we run out of time. The book catalogs my life, but I had met Benny Renteria, and he was an AIDS patient, and he didn't have long to live. But when I met him, I shook his hand, and I said to God, I'm going to be the best friend I can be to this person, the best friend I can be. I'm a man of commitment, always have been. But just because you're committed doesn't mean it turns out that way.
Yeah, exactly.
But 2 years later, he was in a hospital bed laying in his living room. I was asleep in the bedroom, and I woke up, and God said to me, you know, you better get up, Benny. So I walked out into the living room, and there was Benny in his hospital bed, terrible. He only had 67 pounds, blood all over his face. But he slept with the bed up. So when I came out in the living room, looked where his head would be, I saw his legs. And so my eyes followed his legs up until I came to his head. He was sitting on top of the inclined hospital bed. And as soon as I saw his face, his eyes, the brightest, brilliant, most light I've ever seen in my life, holy light, came out and hit me in the eyes, two streams, brilliant light. And then he opened his mouth, and this light shot out and hit me in the chest. I'm all excited now. My heart's just beating. And in that silence, he said, it's about time you got up. I've been waiting for you. Now, talk about commitment. Talk about commitment paying off.
Yes.
And then he was beautiful. I've never seen anybody sitting up there that didn't glow, was miraculous. Now, my father would say when I told him that story, oh, you were dreaming. But I wasn't dreaming. And you know, the book tells you all my suffering, all that bad family stuff. My brothers and sisters to this day will not talk to me. So that's the kind of situation I grew up in. But out of that, God talked to me. Now, he didn't talk to me much when I was going through this, but the Benny thing was acclamation that he had been hearing me.
Yes. What a remarkable and touching story. It's by John Kaufman in his book, Messages from God, The Complicated Road to Sainthood. John's website is johnkaufmanbooks.com. KAUFMAN. And you can link on directly by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. That experience really changed your life forever, didn't it?
You know, it did and it didn't, because it didn't make me understand God anymore, any better than I did. I probably talk to God 100 times a day, but most of it's like, okay, what's going on, God? So I still don't know. I'm not a Christian. So I have faith and I believe in God. But when I used to talk to my sister, I'd say, my God. And she'd say, well, it's not just your God. But if you look at religion, everybody has their own God, it seems like.
Yes, yes.
So I don't want to preach religion. That's not what I'm about. I'm trying to let you know that things turn out if you commit to them. That's the glory of probably God, is when you stick to the course, you'll learn the lesson. I don't know that makes me any better today, but it certainly, I'm full of lessons.
Well, yes. Is that one of the takeaways when people read Messages from God, The Complicated Road to Sainthood? We find out what your life, what you went through and what this experience meant to you. What do you hope the takeaway is for the reader when they read Messages from God? Will they have the same feelings that you have, do you think?
You know, I started the book saying it's hard to walk in other people's shoes. And here's what I've learned about people. Some people are conscious. Some people are unconscious. Some people have a balance of both. But you can't be unconscious in reading my books. It won't allow it.
Exactly.
So if you want to bring yourself into some consciousness, then read my books. I will say this. when I was writing this book, it was coming from, if there's a heaven, it was like, when you read this book, it doesn't seem like it was coming from me as much as it was coming through me.
Oh, yes. Yes.
You know? So when I read it myself, I go, wow, who wrote this? And God did, probably, at least through me.
You know, it's interesting because when you read reviews of Messages from God, The Complicated Road to Sainthood by our guest, John Kaufman, they talk about how it touched their lives, the impact it has had, the life lessons that John talks about, and how they can relate and the impact it has had on their lives. What did this do for you, going back and recounting and writing this book and touching other people? What kind of impact has all of this had on you?
You know, that's a hard question because I'm old and I don't get excited except for the real things. So it's added a whole new dimension to my life. But here's the thing I relate it to. I'm an artist, so I paint.
Yes.
And, you know, being a painter is so much easier because people either say I like it or I don't like it. Too much red, too much blue. When it comes to writing, people are saying you missed a period, you know. It becomes a whole different ball game. So what it's done for me is realize that, you know, I could be a great painter, but it's a different thing to be a great writer. And we'll see how many people are moved by my book if I'm a great writer.
And the book is available now. The book is Messages from God, The Complicated Road to Sainthood by John Kaufman, K-A-U-F-M-A-N. If you're Googling, book available at Amazon, the usual places, the publisher, greatwritersmedia.com. Promoting the book now, obviously, that's why we're doing the conversation today and talking about the book. I understand you've got like this huge sign in Times Square that's going to be promoting the book Messages from God. Tell me about that and how exciting that is that people in Times Square are going to be exposed to your book.
You know, go figure. You know, when they told me this is when it was going to be, they said, now you could be here on these days to watch it. Well, I'm in Tucson, Arizona. I said, I don't think I'm going to travel to New York City to see my bill. I'll see it all, but totally exciting. Not terribly, it's wonderful. You know, legacy, you know about legacy, so do I. It's how you want people to think of us when we're no longer here. And my art does that, my paintings does that, and certainly my writings do that. This book here, if you could see it, was my book after Messages from God, but it has all my poetry and stuff in it. So it follows the same line, but it talks more about mind, heart, soul connection. So that's a good one. And then I just wrote a children's book. It's a good one. It's all on my website.
Yeah, everything is on the website. That other book that John referred to, Mind, Heart, Soul Connection, that's available and on John's website, johnkaufmanbooks.com, a link available on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Background on the children's book, which I love, is available on the website as well. Also, the book Three Gold Coins or Too Young to Die, This Rich. Talk about this book because this has been scripted for a possible video production,
yes,
I understand.
You know, go figure. You know, a little country boy that was dyslexic and wasn't too smart. Go to show you, huh? yeah, it's being scripted for a movie. I always thought it was. I wrote these two Mel Dread books, mysteries. It has my best friend, Bonnie Lou Starr, that's been a soulmate of mine all my life. She's one of the characters in Mel Dread. And it's, again, who wrote these books? They're good. So it's being scripted for a movie. We'll see where that goes. But, I asked God a lot what was going on in my life. Well, maybe he's showing me now.
Well, it's such a fascinating life that you've had and setting the background growing up and really having a difficult childhood, to say the least, going through dyslexia and not quite understanding what that meant, to become a gold medal recipient, award-winning author. Do you sometimes stop and think where I've come from, where John Kaufman is now? Wasn't that long ago, you were dealing with mental illness, suicidal thoughts from time to time. How far have you come? Do you understand how your life has turned around?
I don't know that my life's turned around, to be honest with you. I still have all that baggage, you know?
Okay, yes.
You know, all I know is I have less time to be mentally ill, so I better make the best of it. No, when I talk about mental illness, you know, I tell people I'm an advocate of talking about your mental health. And so that's another thing that in all my books I touch on, you know, that we're not alone. And we're not alone if you have your mind, heart, and soul, because that completes you even if you're not complete. But without those parts, you're just wandering around.
Two of those books that you mentioned are the Mel Dread series. Will there be more in that series?
I'm writing the third one right now, and it starts out with them in a Siberian prison. And so they make their way out of the prison, escape, and they get in a hot air balloon, and they get shot down over Poland. And yeah, a lot of things are going on with the Mel Dread mysteries.
And look forward to that and in all of the book. The one specifically we focused on today, Messages from God. I talked before about the takeaway. Who is the audience for this, and what do you hope the response is? Again, you read and it's so helpful to the listener. What do you hope the reader gets out of reading Messages from God?
Well, you know, I guess if I do enough book sales, I guess they got what I needed. But I can't answer that question. You know, it's still part of the complexity of life, how some people are conscious, other people approach everything unconsciously. So those people that might be really affected, I don't hear from. But if they bought my book, that's the first start. So what I notice in like my Facebook account is a lot of people give me high fives and good for you, but no one actually talks about the painting. So no one says, gee, I loved your poetry. That's what I'm waiting for, is somehow to get not just it's a great book, but the things in it that make it great.
Yes. We talked before about teaching. What was that like? An award-winning teacher, you were able to touch so many young people at vulnerable times in their lives, and you had that bad experience with your teacher who handled that awkwardly, to put it mildly. What was it like being a teacher and touching so many lives?
You know, here's what, I'm a genius, okay? And I don't say that with ego, because I don't have a lot of ego. But 3 years you had to be in the school system to get Teacher of the Year. The third year I got it, I was brilliant in teaching, and it showed. That didn't mean that I wasn't suffering for my family, that I didn't try to do great things in spite of my brothers and sisters to this day don't talk to me. That's a hard burden to show up and do great things under.
Yes.
But you had to be there 3 years. Some of those people had been there 4,000 years and never got Teacher of the Year. So again, a little push from God, you know, just a little reward to keep going. So I touched a lot of kids' lives when I was a teacher. So it was a good time, but it ended, and now I'm writing.
We've got a couple minutes left. I want to go back and touch on this, because sometimes you think you went through this really difficult childhood, but you've had success in various areas of your life, including now writing, being a published author with a number of books that are out there and more in the works that will be out there. Some think that once you have that success, you sort of put the childhood, all of those problems behind you. And I'm sensing you really can't do that. It's almost two separate silos in your life. Is that true?
Well, here's what we know. You know, people that have good childhoods turn out to be better adults.
Yes.
I don't want to shock people, but in Messages from God, I say some things in there that people will say it's too hard to read. I had to put it down. It talks about my father going to the front of cows in the barn and beating them with anything he could grab until they fell on the ground and bellowed in a heap. He would knock me on the ground and kick me in the groin and say, I'll kill you, you good for nothing son of a bitch. That was my whole life. So if you think you could separate the bad kid's life from the happy kid's life, you can't.
Yes.
We could only do the best of it. It is what it is. And that's, no, I've carried this burden around all my life, but I'm not down and out. I'm not living in a ditch. I always, you know, people say, John, you're a survivor. You know, I got HIV. I've had HIV all my life for 100 years, and everybody I knew with HIV is dead. I survived. Why? I guess God has that answer. See, he wanted me to write books.
Well, yes, and this is, boy, the time has gone by so quickly, and hopefully we can have more conversations. I love what you're doing with the books. This in particular, we're talking about Messages from God, The Complicated Road to Sainthood, all of the other books available at John's website, including the children's book there as well. And as he's writing new books, you will find information on the website as well. It's been a pleasure having you on the program. Your message really helps so many people in trying to sort out their lives or understanding maybe I can't totally sort out my life. It's something I have to live with and be able to deal with. A lot of messages in the program today. John, it's been a pleasure meeting you, having you on the program. Love to do this again. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Thank you, and I've enjoyed it myself. Thank you.
You're welcome. The book is Messages from God, The Complicated Road to Sainthood by John Kaufman, Kaufman. Other books on his website, Mind, Heart, Soul Connection, and Three Gold Coins or Too Young to Die This Rich. That's book one of the Mel Dredd series. All of the books available in detail, and you can order from the website, published by greatwritersmedia.com. Information, and you can purchase there as well. Of course, Amazon, the usual places. And if you're traveling, just remember, go to thisweekinamerica.us, click on johnkaufmanbooks.com, and you'll have all the information there and can buy the books there as well. You're listening to This Week in America, and we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.